The FCC's fixed broadband maps claim 24 million people lack access around the country. But a report out last month from Microsoft showed more than 162 million people don't use high-speed internet.
You don't have to be good at math to know there's a big delta between 162 and 24.
Jessica Rosenworcel is a commissioner for the Federal Communications Commission. She says the maps are built with faulty data, the form internet providers fill out called the FCC 477. For instance, if a provider says one person has access in a census tract, then that whole tract is considered served.
Lots of places, they overstate coverage, and that's a problem because we have some resources that we all want to devote to making sure broadband reaches rural communities. And if we don't have accurate maps, it's not clear we're going to be able to send those resources to the right places.
Residents of Deep East Texas think they're one of those areas where the FCC has it wrong.
We're trying to not just say your maps are wrong. We're trying to demonstrate and prove we do not have coverage here.
Lonnie Hunt is executive director of the Deep East Texas Council of Governments, which encompasses 12 rural Texas counties and about 380,000 people. They've set aside $500,000 to research coverage and survey residents to figure out what access actually looks like and a plan for how to get it in their communities.
Good morning or good afternoon, ma'am. Thanks for coming in. I'm Lonnie with DETCOG.
Some of that money goes for public forums like this one at the Public Housing Authority in Corrigan, Texas. This lumber town of 1,500 people is tucked between the piney woods of East Texas alongside the Davy Crockett National Forest, and about 90 minutes north of Houston.
If we sit around and wait for the telephone company or the cable company or the federal government or anybody else to come do it for us, it's never going to get done. We're always going to be at the tail end of that food chain.
A handful of older folks sit, all of them clad in denim, in this cream and hunter green cinder block room, listening and talking about their struggle to get internet. Marlene Taylor lives miles off the main highway, which the internet runs along. She worries how fundamental internet access has become to even seeing a doctor.
Well, the medical field, if you're a new patient, go online, download the forms for you to fill out. What if you don't have internet?
The FCC says they have three broadband providers here, but many people in the area say they don't have any. Most internet options run along the highway, but head east or west of this main artery into the piney wood. And in addition to your phone dropping off, broadband options evaporate. A satellite service is available for these far-flung farms and ranches, but residents say it's slow and costly.
Service that exceeded your expectations, what would you be willing to pay for it?
Hunt says early study results show people in Deep East Texas pay 400% more per megabyte of speed than those in the Dallas suburbs.
If we had more of a selection and they were competitive, then I believe they would do a lot better job providing those services.
Corrigan Mayor Jonna Gibson says without competition, pricing, and service lag, for instance, she says the phone and internet service at public housing has been down all day.
Very frustrating.
When this happened 6 months ago, she spent 4 days on the phone with AT&T. And the mayor isn't surprised that the study says they're charged more for less.
No, I'm not surprised. Just because since we're in a small city, I'm just used to that. I'm accustomed to that. That's how we get done on everything.
But they may have a shot at changing that with broadband, Gibson says. So people better fill out these surveys. Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.